Well, you know, I can barely hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got my phone.
I can hear you.
Okay. My phone seems like it's getting a good signal. Well, actually, no, it's not. I tell you what, I'm going to change over to mic and speaker once I get you guys all on the phone, and then we'll be in good shape. Hey, Dimitri, how are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good, good, good. Glad you're here. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, sir?
Hey, doing phenomenal, Howard.
All right, all right. Sherry Perry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. I just thought I'd do a little pod on our last session together. How about that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool or what? Hey, I've missed you on here.
Well, thank you. I have scheduled myself like a crazy woman in the month of October. I'm happy to say Houston will mark the end of that trend.
Okay, there you go, there you go. Okay, so I'm going to go over to mic and speakers just to make sure that everybody can hear me okay. So let me do that real quick. If I can, maybe not. Hey, Marla, are you hearing me okay now?
I can hear you. It's just very soft. But that's okay. Keep going.
Okay. All right. Can you hear everybody else okay?
Oh, yeah. I hear them loud and clear.
Okay. Well, they're going to do most of the talking anyway, so we're in good shape. Well, I thought I would do a and I'm recording my part also, so you can go back and review it. Okay, so you guys, most of you guys get on pod, so you know the drill. Keep your background noise down because we're going to have some discussion. If you need to mute yourself, I have star 6 to mute yourself and unmute yourself. We can also manage that from here. So let's start with our icebreaker question, and that is in 60 seconds or less, share your biggest takeaway from the Dream Series webinar series. And let me start with Sherry Perry.
Okay, thank you for starting with me. So I would say right now my biggest takeaway from the Dream series is that you have to get out of the dream phase and get into the doing phase. So it's pretty easy to basically say all these things that you want to do, but there's got to be a plan behind that. And I think that's been my biggest takeaway is really feeling like, you know what, I'm on a plan now, which kind of moves that dream into a more exciting place of actually working to become reality. So that's my biggest takeaway so far, Howard.
Beautiful. Love it. Great, great, great advice. Great takeaway. Okay, let's see. Let me go to Azure. Azure, what's your biggest takeaway from the Dream Series webinar series so far?
Well, I've actually just had some better awareness about taking the time for the time capsule and making sure that I fill out my planner and just understanding the steps that I need to go through to get there.
Excellent, excellent, good. It all starts with awareness, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, let's see, Dimitri. Let me go to Dimitri.
Hey, Howard.
Yes, sir. So what about you? What's been your biggest takeaway so far?
Okay, my biggest takeaway is that whole 5 levels of being phenomenal, actually. Process all the steps one by one. It's really interesting.
Excellent, excellent, okay. And Doug, what about you, buddy?
I'm just taking the time to dream is what my biggest is.
Yeah.
That you need.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I found that it's real easy for some people to dream but not to do, and it's real easy for other people to do but not to dream. And it reminds me of that Japanese proverb that I love so much that says, vision without action is just a daydream, but action without vision is a nightmare. And, you know, the thing is that it's wonderful to dream. It feels good, but if we never actually get there, then it's just a daydream. And the other side of it is that if we aren't going in a specific direction. We're just going. We don't know where we're going to end up. Okay, let's see. Jeremy, what about you, buddy?
I think for me it's been to define my dreams more clearly. Like, instead of just having a kind of vague, kind of know what I want to have, be, do, and have, it's try to, like, actually be a little more specific, and that way I can turn that into, like, goals and projects.
Oh, that's good, man. You guys are really good students. You know that? Okay, Marla.
Well, I think mine was the dream test. Like the others have said, I just get so busy working, I've kind of felt I gave up on dreams, and I'm almost to the point, what to dream, you know? And I think it brought the awareness back, and putting my dream to the test to see if it's really what I want, or do I know what I want? And I think it's helped me be more aware of that. Plus, I read that book yesterday, too. I finished that. Oh, shoot, what was the name of that book? Anyway, about a dream master or something. Yeah, and that helped me, too, to see that others have dreams. And by showing others their dream, I think if I can get the rest of my family on board and they realize what their dreams are, we could really have a lot of, we can have a phenomenal business.
Yes, the dream manager, Matthew Kelly.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, okay. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, that's great, because if we're living our dream and we're not helping other people get their dream, then it's not really a good dream at all, is it?
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a nightmare.
Nessa. I'm sorry?
Howard, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Nessa.
For me, I had to go back and replay. I haven't ever been had was did not get to be online. So the first one, and then the first, basically for me, Howard, it's been I focus, and sometimes to a fault, I focus so much on others that I've realized I've got to get my dream. So not in a self-centered way, but I'm not effectively helping others as much as I could because I'm drained. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the old thing of, you know, we got to take care of ourselves before we can take care of anybody else. You know, if you're not healthy, you can't help other people get healthy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, good, good. And let's see, we got Susan Schultz. Hey, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I was pretty disappointed to hear that we're going to have to call in and share. Okay, but I can. I'm going to ask. Okay, but I can totally relate to what Nessa and Marla said. You know, the too busy to dream, the focus on others, no dream for myself, and I too have missed some of it, and really wanting to go back in a concentrated day and listen to the whole seminar. Because I am too focused on others. However, I see a silver lining around the cloud. Like, I really need a dream to be strong enough for those I love.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Because, you know, like, you know, Nessa said, if you're not healthy, you know, if you're not inspired, you know, I was listening to someone yesterday. I don't even remember who it was now, but they were talking about, you know, when your staff sees you and you're inspired and you're excited and everything, you know, they're going to come up to the next level. But, you know, if you're down and what have you, then, you know, you're going to set the tone for that company. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where I was reading that. But anyway, good word, good word. Mr. Michael LeBlanc.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, sir. You know, I am loving this because I rarely get to talk to you guys. I think I might have to do a little pod every now and then just to talk to you guys.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to share a great conversation with you, Chief.
You know what? I discovered something that, you know, you guys know I'm slow, right? I'm from Alabama, so I'm slow. But I finally discovered CVS photo department. And I only have about 5,000 photos, and that's just from this year. So, and I know I've already given you this photo because I gave it to you guys in a 777 in a frame. But, man, I just started sending. I was doing a photo album for Denise for her birthday, you know. Man, I've been sending over photos to CVS every single day. And I said, I want to have a photograph of every single one of our members, and yours is sitting right on the top. That's what made me think about that. So, what's your biggest takeaway from the Dream webinar series so far, Michael?
With what I have gotten is to, you know, to build a dream, and, you know, I used to struggle with it, and I've learned to have some clarity that, you know, it's okay to have big dreams and to have that inspiration and just to keep building, and it's adding to my consistency of life to be better. And
yeah.
A lot of my dreams or some things are just some just small dreams that are leading into some big dreams, and it's helping me to see the picture, and it's helping me to clarify with my goals as well to keep me focused and to be consistent.
Yes, that's exactly how it works. You just put it all in a nutshell right there. Is you got to dream the big dream to think about the small dreams and then the goals and the hard work that you got to do every day. That is the process. Okay. See, I didn't think big enough. I didn't think we'd have this many people on the call and think, well, we'll do a little pod, but we got a whole bunch. We might have almost too many people for a pod. John Labuda.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your biggest takeaway so far in 60 seconds or less from the Dream Webinar series?
You know, I think I just put my dream board together for the first time in my life, and I really think that says, all right, you know, what are the steps you have to take to get to your dreams? And you first have to identify what your dreams are. And to be able to say, okay, what's next? I mean, now that you've got your dreams, what do you have to do next? You know, and so many times you've told me, you know, or told us, you know, failure to implement, you know, is a key. But you got to have a dream, and then you got to figure out what small steps, one step at a time, you need to take to get to your dreams.
Yes, that is so wonderful. That is so. You guys are really learning this stuff. I'm so proud of you guys because you've really, really learned it. Now, I want to share something with you today. I want to share just a thought with you that I may have shared with you one or two times, but I don't think I've talked about it enough. Okay, and this is just something that's on my heart that needs to be said today. If you don't get anything else, get this. Be content with whatever you have. If you've got food and covering, which all of us do, be content, be happy, be grateful, be happy with what you have. Be grateful for what you have. Focus on what you have, not on what you don't have. Always put your focus on what you do have, not what you don't have. But pursue your goals and your dreams with all you've got. You know, and the reason I share that with you is because we focus so much on what we don't have, what's not going well, so on and so forth, that we make ourselves miserable. And I did that for many, many years. I was always unhappy because I didn't have systems in my business. Things weren't going right, and I was anxious to get there, and I was making mistakes, and other people making mistakes, and I had not developed myself to the point where I needed to be to make it happen. And I kept and kick things and throw things and be all mad and everything. And so I want you I want to share with you guys today, no matter what the circumstances are, be grateful. And I'm going to tell you something that I don't even know how this is possible. But last week, we were all praying for the Hunters and their daughter who was in ICU. They lost their only beautiful 21-year-old daughter. I can't even imagine. But, yeah, they have a grateful attitude because they trust that if they can go through that and have the faith that they have and have the attitude that they have, I think that we can go through a lot of things. And so that's the message, the first message today. And then I want to close it out with I'm going to share some information with you, but we're going to have a little pod and we're going to discuss it. And just to review for everybody, I think you guys got this. It's awesome that you got to create it first. You can't reach it if you don't see it. You got to see it before you can believe it. You got to see it before you can do it. The amazing thing about vision is that people do what people see. If you can't see it, it's going to be action without vision, which is a nightmare, not a dream. You got to put the dream to the test, not only John Maxwell, but if you look in your planner and the first thing that you do is you create that dream on that dream list, you start setting those goals, those mile markers, and you see that Zig asks you about 5 questions about your dream. Is it fair to everybody involved? Is it, you know, going to help you be happier, healthier, more prosperous, have better relationships? And so you got to test the dream. Number 3, you got to track the dream. And you guys got it. You got this part that, hey, I got to have a plan. I got to track how I'm doing. I got to track my goals. I got to track my projects, because the fact is that those are the little things. Those are the little steps, sometimes hard, sometimes frustrating, sometimes boring, but those are the steps that lead us to the dream. And then eventually you got to reach the dream, whatever that dream is. And of course, as we think about it, we're thinking more about personal dreams right now. The big dream, the impossible dream, the impersonal dream that Michael Gerber talked about will never actually take place in his view, but the vision will. And in Awaken the Entrepreneur Within, Michael talks about the dream that's the impossible. And, of course, my dream is that every small business owner in the entire world will live in community. Will that ever happen? No. Because we know the end of the story that people aren't going to agree on everything. I'm watching a series right now on the Civil War, and we just don't agree on everything. So we're never going to be all of us in have that sense of community. And so you got to actually reach the dream. You got to actually start reaching some of those goals, and you will reach those goals. You will reach those goals, and you will reach that vision if you will take the steps. And then, of course, today we're going to talk about live the dream, living the dream. All of this is based on the ideas that I put in Think and Be Phenomenal. When you change your thinking, you change your beliefs, and that's why it's so important to intentionally dream. Your phenomenal dream determines your phenomenal destiny. When we intentionally think, when we intentionally dream, when we intentionally put ourselves in that place that we need to be to think and to brainstorm and dream and pray and let our imagination flow, we begin to believe that we can do it. And when you believe, your expectations change. If I believe that good things are going to happen, man, my expectations go up and my attitude changes. When your attitude changes, your behavior changes. When your behavior changes, your performance changes. You know, there's I love Zig Ziglar's opening question that he would open a lot of his presentations with, and that is, you know, how many of you believe that in the next couple of weeks or however long it was, I don't remember what he said, but he said in the next, you know, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it is, how many of you believe that there's things that you can do to make your business life and your personal life worse? Then it stands to reason that there are things that you can do to make it better, and the choice is, what do you say, yours. So when you change your performance, you change your life. You know, Zig Ziglar's very last book, Born to Win. What is winning in life? It's being happy, healthy, reasonably prosperous. It's having good family relationships. It's being secure. It's having peace of mind. It's having hope for the future. See, your life will change as you change your performance in life, when you move up the scale on those wheels of life. I can tell my wife that I love her, but unless I do something, unless my behavior changes, unless I do something, then I'm not going to have that relationship that I need to have. So watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your actions. They become habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. Watch your character. It becomes your destiny. Again, the five levels. You got to become aware of your dream, aware of what you're doing, aware of what you're believing, aware of what you're thinking, aware of what you're, the action that you're taking, aware of your performance, aware of the results. You got to be willing to change, face the fear. Face the fear of change, the fear of success, the fear of failure, the fear of I don't know what's going to happen. Then you got to focus. You got to have controlled attention. You have to have an intense focus on what it is that you want out of life. And by the way, your dreams are going to change. Zig Ziglar said that desire is created with a vision, and the vision comes from things that happen in your life. We don't want to be controlled by circumstances, but the fact is that our thoughts change, our beliefs change, we grow, we get more creative, bad things happen, good things happen, and we properly assess those circumstances in our life. I talked to Alan Hunter for about an hour on Sunday night, and one of the things that I took from that conversation was he said that because of Jessica's passing away, that now he wants to get the message out. He's so he has a whole new dream now, and the dream is to get the message out about what took her life so that he can help save other young people. And so now he has a new dream, and here's the amazing thing about it. He said, I have more desire, more passion, more determination than ever before to get my business turnkey so that I can go out there and get this done, more than I had before. He said, it changed my why, and it's all about your why. And so you got to stay focused on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. We can all get distracted. There are so many distractions today. You got to stay focused. When you do that, you enter into the commitment level, and the commitment level is I'm doing good, I'm doing more of the right things, I'm more consistent, but I'm not all the way there yet until I reach level five, which is a character change, where I have truly changed. You guys probably remember this riddle, who am I? I am your constant companion. I am your greatest helper or heaviest burden. I'll push you onward or drag you down to failure. I'm completely at your command. I'm easily managed. You must merely be firm with me. Show me exactly how you want something done, and after a few lessons, I will do it automatically. I am the servant of all great individuals and a last of all failures as well. Those who are great, I've made great. Those who are failures, I've made failures. I'm not a machine, though I'll work with all the precision of a machine, plus the intelligence of a human. You may run me for profit or run me for ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. Who am I? I am habit. And the fact is that at level five, when it becomes part of you, and this is why it's so important, that dreaming is a habit. Success is a habit. Having a positive attitude is a habit no matter what happens. Believing is in some ways a habit. Obviously, faith and the grace of God comes into that, and God gives us the grace when we don't have, and that's always the case. But it becomes a part of your life. I can't do it any other way. If I don't do my time capsule every day, I don't feel right. It's automatic. It's a system. It's going from that state of, you know the four levels that Brian Flanagan teaches. A lot of people have taught, and I put it in the book, that there's sort of four levels of competence. You know, the first one is I'm unaware of my incompetence. I just didn't know how bad off I was. And then I become conscious of my incompetence. I don't know what I'm doing. And then the third one is I gain some skills and I start taking some action and I get in that commitment phase. Okay, I'm consciously competent in some certain areas, but where we really want to get is that unconscious competence level. That it's such a habit, it's such part of us, it just happens automatically. That our habits have truly changed and our values have truly changed. We do what we value, and we value what we do. So I want you to constantly ask yourself this question. Because what you believe inside is going to determine whether you reach your dreams or not. And we have so many limited belief systems. We have so many things that are hidden in our psyche that has just evolved over time and been built over time and reinforced over time, probably that we picked up when we were a kid. Our self-image is behind our success or failure, who I am and whose I am, who I think I am. That is at the root of your character. So we have to ask ourselves this question constantly, and that is, how do I truly value my physical condition? How do I truly value my family relationships? I'm starting to work on this book, The Four Secrets of a Phenomenal Life, and I know I'm not going to get away with that, so I think I'm going to add the subtitle, The Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Husband. That's seven letters. And it'll just be about marriage. But, you know, the thing is that the reason that relationships don't work is because of selfishness. But why is that? Because the way that they see marriage, the way that they see themselves, the way that they see the world, the way that they see other people, the way that they see their spouse is causing what they truly believe is causing them to take the action that they act, that they take, and causing them to act the way that they act. How do we truly value learning and developing ourselves mentally? How do we truly value money? Do we still have some kind of, you know, hang up that is causing us to not be successful financially? How about spiritual? Do I really and truly know who I am in Christ? And that's why I wrote that last chapter in that book. How do I really value my business? Do I really see myself being in the position that I need to be in to make all this happen? And how do I truly value my personal life? And do I have a good balance there? Am I serving other people to the point that I'm not taking care of myself, or I'm not out of balance the other way, that I'm just serving myself and not caring about anybody else? And I don't think that any of us are there, hopefully not, but we have to constantly evaluate that. How do we truly value that? It's all about values, because what you value is what you're going to do. It comes down to your character, who you are, what you believe. You are who you think you are. And by the way, who do you think you are? Zig Ziglar said, and Born to Win, Our character is formed by who we think we are and the standards and principles, values we embrace in our minds as truth, what we believe. If we're going to change what we believe, and I've got to dig down and say, what do I really and truly believe? And I've got to be honest with myself, and I've got to begin to think about that and think about it differently and say, yeah, you know, I'm aware that I have this belief system that's not serving me well. I've got to change that. I become aware of it, then I'm willing to change, then I focus on it, and then I get better, and then eventually, and it takes a long time with some things. Not going to happen overnight. Took me a long time. John Maxwell says, character growth determines the height of your personal growth. Think of character as climbing a ladder, getting you much higher than if you didn't have that ladder. When you're better on the inside, character, than on the outside, reputation, I put those parentheses in there. Over time, you will become better, greater on the outside. When you're stronger and better on the inside than you are on the outside, over time, a lot of good things are going to happen on the outside. But when you're better on the outside, I call that your reputation, than on the inside, your character, over time, you'll become less on the outside. I was talking to a lady who...
I'm listening to Howard's dream thing, so I was just trying to do that while dialing in.
Here, let me...
Hey, guys,
if you have a conversation going on, put yourself on mute. Okay, so hit *6 if you need to have a conversation. So I was talking to a lady who's really high up in Keller Williams, who heads up all of their training yesterday. She's in my John Maxwell mentoring program, very high-level mentoring program, and she said, you know, what's the biggest... takeaway, what's the biggest thing that you've gotten out of the mentoring program? And I said, what John Maxwell told me in my one-on-one. She said, what is that? He said, Howard, don't focus on getting bigger. Focus on getting better, because when you get better, you will get bigger. He said, I had to reinvent myself time and time again. He said, I had to build layers and layers. And so I've really been, she said, what's up for 2015 for you? I said, just getting better, making our program better, helping our people be better, and getting better at delivering, getting better myself, and spending a lot of time on that beach down there thinking about, you know, how to get better, not necessarily bigger. Yes, I have a goal. Yes, I have a big vision with Glocal. But if we get bigger before we get better, then it's not going to be very pretty. So we got to constantly be better. If you want to live your dream, live the life that you're supposed to live, because Zig Ziglar said, before you can have, you got to do. Before you can do, you got to be. You got to be better. You got to be the person. You got to build that foundation. If you're going to live your dream for a long time, you've got to build that foundation. You've got to be better on the inside. Stephen Covey, and is talking about habits in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He said, for our purposes, we'll define a habit as the intersection of knowledge, skill, and desire. Knowledge is what we do and the why. Skill is the how to do. And desire is the motivation, the want to do. In order to make something a habit in our lives, we have to have all three. We have to have the knowledge, what we do, and the why. We have to have the skill, how to do it, and we have to have the desire, the motivation, the want to do it. I wish every human being would really get this. I wonder if we really get this right here, that we are spirit first, and our spirit is housed in a physical body, and there's this thing called the soul, our mind, will, and emotion that's being influenced by our flesh and the spirit. And there's this war going on. I wish that we all got who we truly are, that when we know Christ, when we have the Spirit of God in us, have you read the last chapter that speaks of your identity in Christ, your phenomenal spiritual identity? When we get that, again, it all comes back down to who we are, our own self-image, who we are in Christ, our true identity, because we're spirit first. When we get that, when we understand who we truly are and whose we are, that we're born to win, we're created a phenomenal product, we're designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness, do we really and truly believe that? When you really know that, and you know what you want, you've created the dream, you've tested the dream, you're tracking the dream, you're reaching for the dream, you're taking action, and hey, you know what? Let me just throw another little thing in there. You know, I'm sitting here at my beautiful home here, my wife's on board with my dream, and she's like, Denise is like, well, Howard's latest motto is why not? You want to buy a house in Destin? Why not? You want to do this? Why not? You want to do that? Why not? Why not? As Jim Rohn says, well, you know, why me? He says, why not you? Hey, there's important work to be done out there. Do you know that when you reach your dreams, that you help a lot of people? Even your personal dreams, everything that you buy, everything that, and listen, we got to keep that financial spoke strong. But when you invest in things, you're creating jobs. I'm looking out the window right now, looking at these guys building the houses on our street right here. Beautiful homes that are going to be great for the folks that live there. But guess what? Those guys right there are getting a paycheck this week. You have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. So the way you live the dream is live and be the person that you're supposed to be, that you're created to be. And when you do that, when you be, as you become that person, you're going to do the right things, and then you're going to have the right things. All right, so since this is a pod, we're going to have a little bit of interaction here, a little group interaction. And so this is you can share. It's not mandatory. You can just share as you would like to share. And we're going to process three different questions here. Number one, is it easy or hard for you to dream? And if it's easy or hard, why is that? And tell us about a dream that you've reached or one that you would like to reach. And I think I'll add one more question to that, and that is, I'll save that question for a little bit later. So is it easy or hard for you to dream? Why is that? And tell us about a dream that you've reached or one that you would like to reach. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first, Howard.
Go ahead. Is this Sherry?
This is Sherry, yeah. So the question, is it easy or hard for you to dream? It's always been fairly easy for me to dream. And the lesson I took from my parents is a lot of the things that we do for our kids when they're young makes it easier or harder for them to dream. So I grew up in an environment where anything was possible, and that's the kind of talk that we had all the time. So it's easy for me to dream, and that's why. And then I want to just tell you about the fact that I just got back from Washington, D.C., and then went immediately to California and just got back and part of my dream is being able to speak in front of people and make a difference and touch people's lives. And I was in tears on my way home looking at the pictures of the people and recollecting the experience, because that's exactly what I did. And I wasn't in tears because, you know, I was in tears because I was so happy. And I got off the airplane, and believe, I am just tired. I can't even tell you how tired I am. And my husband said, "Oh my gosh, honey, you look so happy." And I am just so thankful for the opportunity to step in front of somebody and share. And I obviously use the Ziegler building winning relationships as part of what I was doing there in California on the most recent trip. And just having people come up to me and say, "What book did you read? What series did you get that helped you move your marriage to where it is today?" I need that. And people in tears. And I just thought, that is awesome. So that's my stuff.
That is phenomenal, and that's a great example of living the dream right there. I don't know, maybe I should call it taste the dream, right? Because you got a little,
yeah,
you got a little taste of that right there. And you know what you just said reminded me of what Tom would say about his dad. He said, you know, he would come home. He was tired from being on the road, but he was so fulfilled, so happy because of the difference that he was blessed to make. So that's awesome, Sherry. All right, who wants to share next?
I'll share, Howard. This is Jeremy.
Go ahead.
It's easy for me to dream, but I have to work on what you were talking about earlier about always thinking about the future and then sometimes not being grateful as much for what I have, because I'm always getting frustrated that I don't have these big dreams yet. So I think that, so I guess it's easy and hard. It's easy for me to come up with a dream, but then it gets frustrating. As far as a dream that I've arranged or would like to arrange, we're actually in the midst of a big one right now. Today we're getting our interview for our adoption with our, we have a worker assigned now to us. So it's a big step today. We're going to get interviewed for our adoption.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're really
awesome.
Excited about that.
That's awesome, Jeremy.
Thank you.
That is so, is it okay if I post that on the Inner Circle website and get people to pray for you guys for that?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Thanks.
Okay. The Facebook, I should say. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. Very good. Very good. Okay. Actually, someone else typed in that's not able to, be live on the audio. And I don't know if I have the permission to share it, so I'll just read it without sharing who it is. But when I talked about being content with what you have earlier when we started the call, it says, "You just stuck an arrow in my heart. I'm not happy with what I have right now, crushed with challenges raining down all at once. I missed all the other dream pods, just did not want to miss this one before I come to the conference next week. Need another shot in the arm from this great community." You know, there's a lot right there. That right there you can pull a ton out of. You know, it's hard to be grateful when you have a lot of challenges. And I remember, you know, when I had the kind of challenges that this gentleman's having right now, I had those challenges, and I really relied on, I think it's Romans 5:4, I think it is, "Rejoice in your tribulations, because they produce patience, endurance, and, what's this word, character." Now, one version says experience, but another version says character. What you don't realize is what you're going through right now is going to help you so much in the future. You don't know how to endure those the coming challenges unless you've been through some major challenges before. I had lunch the other day, Alan and Michelle Malden, who are Ultimate Leadership Mastermind members, were here. They have a place, and those of you that were here in Destin who came up to the suite, they're the ones that own the suite up there at Topsail. And they had their daughter with them, and they were saying to their daughter, you know, hey, listen, if you give your kids everything and they never have to struggle for something, they're not going to have the skills that they need to endure the challenges of life. And it may not be fun, but it's profitable. And then we have to ask ourselves the question, what part do I have in it? So, because if you really think about it, when you think about challenges, you know, when you really think about it, you think about, okay, there's one of two things happening here. Either it's something that I did to mess things up, and that was usually the case with me, or God is allowing this to happen for a reason. What are you trying to tell me? God, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to do with me? How are you trying to mold me? So either way, and so this goes back to our thinking and our beliefs, that either way, even though it's not easy, look at, and then you think about what the hunters are going through. My goodness, you know, we don't have it that bad. We think about people in third world countries who don't have access to clean drinking water, and how many bottles of water have we already had today? You know, how many showers do you take in a week? We take all that for granted, and that's why I started it with, you know, being grateful. And Zig himself said that the attitude, out of all the attitudes that one could acquire, positive mental attitude, so on and so forth, fill in the blanks, the attitude of gratitude is by far the most important and most life-changing. Why is that? Because when we change, when we have that attitude of gratitude, then our behavior, our actions are going to change. If I'm thinking about what I don't have, if I'm thinking about just my challenges, rather than thinking about, okay, what do I need to do different? God, is there something that you're trying to tell me? How do I get through this situation? What are the solutions? And spend all my time and energy on the solution rather than the problem, and be grateful that it's not worse. Sometimes hard to do. How are you grateful for the 21 years you had with your daughter? And she's not here anymore. I can't say that I would have that attitude. Only by the grace of God. So, very, very good point, guys. Very, very good point. Okay, so who wants to go next?
Howard, I'll share. Vanessa.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Can y'all hear me?
No, I can't.
Well,
I don't get to type you enough to know your voice like I know everybody else.
Right. Well, I just, it's easy for me to dream. Kind of like Sherry, my parents have always told me, whatever you believe you can do, as long as you have God first, anything's possible. And so, but... George and I have been blessed to be part of groups in the past where we've had the support of dreaming and all that, but I just want to acknowledge the person who typed that in to just know, tell them, how blessed they are to be a part of this group, because even though George and I have always had big dreams and we've been able to accomplish a lot, there was a period of time not too long ago where circumstances happened and we made some wrong choices and took a turn financially where we didn't really want to go. But to keep that dream out in front of you, and thank God for Howard Partridge and the organization that he's put together, and dial into this dream session and come in October. It's amazing because the last several years, this morning, the check that I put in the mail to the IRS, we used to not even make that much money, much less have to pay it. So I'm not saying I like writing that check to the IRS, but I just know that if you keep the dream alive and you can admit when you're struggling and you have the support like you guys offer, it's amazing what can happen. So
that is so spot on, Nessa. Very, very well said. Very well said.
Oh, and you know what else, Howard? It's when we look back now, it was during that time where George and I ate ramen noodles and wasn't sure how we were going to pay our bills, that God grew us and we became so much better. Now, we didn't see it at the time, but when we look back now, there was two different times that happened to us, and we are better people because of it.
That is so good. That is so good. That is so awesome. Wow, this is rich today, guys. Very, very rich. Thank you for that, Nessa. Okay, who wants to share next?
Howard, I'll go. This is Doug.
Go ahead, Doug.
First off, thanks and congratulations, Jeremy. My wife and I were able to adopt two children, and we couldn't be more happier than in making that decision at the time. So congratulations to you and Stephanie on that.
Thank you,
Nash. I find it sometimes hard to dream as far as that goes, because the fact that, you know, I guess as far as my own business, I'm a solo owner operator. Having to do everything in my business as far as that goes, just able to take that time and set it aside to dream is kind of hard for me to do. But I am, there was a slide that you had here, I think it was last 2 weeks ago, where you put it up there. It says every day, and it has that funky looking picture of Jesus where you focus on the four dots. And it's, every day you see your dream, pray for your dream, take vision without action is a daydream, action without vision is a nightmare. And then the last one, it says stay in controlled attention and focus. And what I did was I made that as my backdrop on my computer, so I look at it every day. So since I've done that, it just seems like it's, you know, I have a dream. It's basically taking in physically and sexually abused children, mostly teenagers, to be able to set them up on a ranch here in the Black Hills of South Dakota and be able to become Ziegler certified and just to be able to mentor to these kids and just to help them get through their hurts and pains and help them to let them know that they are loved and they can move on with their lives and stuff. So, but that's kind of where I'm at right now. So
that's awesome, Doug. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful dream. Wow. That is so awesome. That is so awesome.
Thank you, Howard.
Yeah, man. Wow. You know, something you said about, like, changing your screensaver, changing your the background on your phone, putting pictures all around to remind yourself of your dream is very, very important. The pictures that you have on your walls and those kinds of things. And thinking about those more meaningful dreams. You know, what you're talking about there, doing something like that is way, way more meaningful than, you know, some of the things we typically talk about. I talk about, you know, a house or property or something like that because people can, you know, maybe relate to that. Everybody can kind of relate to that. But then you just take that same process and apply it to the kind of dream that you're talking about. And also, I want to share with you that I oftentimes think about, okay, if I was an owner operator like you, you know, what would I do differently? What would I, you know, and that might serve you very, very well. But you know, there's a lot of ways to grow, and there's a lot of ways to grow out of being an owner operator. Like, just I was talking to Marla about this. Just, you know, marketing yourself and doing those kinds of things yourself is not always the only way. Obviously, hiring part-time people and outsourcing bookkeeping, this and that, just outsourcing every single thing that you can and getting an assistant and all that, that's all kind of, you know, part of the process in one way. But another way is to acquire other businesses and grow through acquisition. And that's something that we don't talk a lot about. It of course can be very, very challenging, but, you know, reaching big goals and reaching big dreams is not like a walk in the park. There's always going to be challenges and challenging things to do, and anytime you do something like that, there's some risk involved. But the question always becomes, am I, you know, 5 years from today, am I going to be where I want to be doing what I'm doing today? And as Mark Ehrlich has said so many times, is the opportunity worth the risk? And is the risk worth the opportunity? So just something to think about right there. For those of you who are owner-operators. Okay, let's see, how are we doing on time? Technically, we've got about 15 more minutes, so why don't we have about a couple more of you share, and then we'll close it out. Who wants to go next? Somebody let me know that I'm still connected.
You're still connected.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to share?
Well, Howard, okay. This is Susan. Go back to the screen with the questions, and I'll try.
Okay. Let's see here. There we go.
It's hard for me to dream, and I think I'm the first one to say that. Either that or I wasn't listening very well. why is that? Maybe I just feel too much responsibility. However, since I've been part of this group and been able to see, you know, a different way to think, a different way to live, I'm very inspired and just very much seeking to find something beyond, this is going to sound terrible, but beyond my family, you know, beyond which, you know, is myself. So that's what's, because I'm trying to soften that. I don't want to be a selfish person. I have a lot of family responsibilities and a lot to give my family. However, they're going to be gone, and I have to have a bigger dream than that, and I know that, and I'm really kind of seeking that right now.
That's beautiful. I love it. I love it. So here's how we kind of connect everything and balance this out. First of all, you're doing some things that you never thought you would do right now, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, talk about transformation. Wow. So we can be totally inspired by that, and that's just the beginning. I mean, you're just getting warmed up, so we can get really excited about that. The fact that you have raised, that you raised these kids successfully and with the right values and all of that, that is enough. If just everybody in the world did just that, we would have a whole different world. So we can be grateful and content with that. At the same time, remembering that our big dream doesn't have to be selfish. In fact, it could be just the opposite. Look at what, you know, Doug is looking at doing, you know. You know, my dream, my dream and the life that I live is just an example to you know, get people into that process, into that community, and into that support, and think about the things that we're thinking about, and talk about the things that we're talking about right now. It's a vehicle. But everybody's dream is different. Everybody's calling is different. And God may not reveal that to you until it's time. And so that's the other thing that we have to be grateful for, because our security comes from our trust in God, that we know that God will never, he'll never leave us, never forsake us, he'll never let us down, he'll reveal it as the time comes, so we don't push the dream. So you stay in that kind of state of gratefulness and happiness and contentment and at the same time, you know, doing the things that you need to do. But then spend some time just thinking about possibilities and thinking about your passion, thinking about the things that you love, and if you could change anything in the world, what would it be? You know, it took me, I want you guys to know this too, it took me a long time. In fact, Mark Ehrlich, speaking of Mark Ehrlich, he was the one that pulled it out of me. And it wasn't that long ago that I finally just really understood what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. It really wasn't that long ago. So hang in there and Howard, be happy while you're doing it.
Yeah. Howard, it's not that I don't have a clue. I feel like eventually it's going to have something to do with domestic violence, but I feel like I have to get through it myself, and I'm just not.
Yeah.
And every time I think I am, then I'm not. So it's got to do with that somehow.
Yep. Let me ask you a question. Are you growing in that area?
Did you say going or growing?
Growing. Are you doing better?
Yes, I know that I am. But I still don't have the answers.
That's okay.
You know, I still grieve. What could have been?
Yeah. It's okay. There's no rush. Be content. God's with you. He loves you. You're doing great. And that's why I started today, because sometimes, you know, when we talk about goals and dreams and stuff like that, that is by itself can, you know, sort of put a lot of pressure on us, because, well, I'm not doing what this person is doing, or I'm still struggling with this or that. Everybody's in a different place, and you got to think. Am I doing better than I was yesterday? Am I doing better than I was last year? Be grateful
Absolutely.
For that.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mr. Dave Pastor, I wasn't looking at the panel earlier on. I didn't have you connected. What would you like to share with us, sir?
Oh, yeah. Good. You can hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Good. You know, I found it really hard to dream. But one thing that I've learned is that, or I'm beginning to realize, for me, it's a skill, that the more I do it, the easier that it gets. Because I don't know, it's probably part of my personality as a perfectionist, you know, that if I can't see how this dream is going to all come together, and maybe I'm not real, you know, maybe it's not something I really want. You know, if I can't really see the whole thing, then I'd never get started on it. And I've realized, you know, that that not everything that I dream about, I'm going to, you know, there's some things that I think I've gotten into them and I've thought, you know, I really don't want this. And it's okay to say, you know, to abandon ship and just say, you know, this isn't really, I thought I wanted this, you know, but I only thought I wanted it because so-and-so said they wanted it and it sounded cool, you know, but this really doesn't, you know. So I'm kind of learning that it's okay to change, to say this isn't what I'm looking for. And probably the biggest thing that I've learned is that if I don't have dreams, that they really, like, it's not just pie in the sky, like, oh, it would be nice to have a dream of something I'd like to do. But if I don't have them, if I really don't, then I'll end up settling for what's around me. You know,
right.
If I don't know what I want, then I just settle for what I can get. And that's really no way to live life. I mean, that's not success.
That's good.
So I, you know, it's important to me to figure out what I want and to spend the time, you know, to figure it out. You know, what do I really want? And, you know, what's going to make me happy? What's going to bring better relationships, you know, more laughter, more joy, more love into my life, you know?
That's good.
Those are essentially the things I really want, you know?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Man, I'm sitting here going, man, I could just like spend all my time doing dreaming stuff. Forget about all the business stuff. You guys are inspiring me, man. So,
yeah.
So dreaming is a skill. That is so that's so good, Dave. Because I think that's what we don't get. We don't get that the dream doesn't just pop in our mind one day. It's that every single day we think about our life and remember that if we don't do anything else in life other than improve our score on that wheel of life, that those seven spokes get better, then we've done well. By the way, Susan, I want you to know that someone typed in, I'm inspired by Susan. She is one of my heroes. So, and that came from Perry, by the way. He said, please remind Susan she has a fan. I was able to spend some time with her at the Dream Retreat. She's a true, honest, lovely person. And he's exactly right. All right, so this part is mandatory. Everybody there, and we're going to give you on this one 15 seconds or less. What will you do differently as a result of this series? You can go whenever you're ready, but make it 15 seconds or less.
Well, this is Marla, and I'm going to take time to dream, and I'm going to do what I can to help the rest of my family have a dream so that they will you know, be motivated to work on this business and make it great.
Awesome. Great.
Howard, it's Nessa. I'm going to get that planner out and actually use it.
Yay. All right. Okay.
When you said something one time that when I grow, the people around me grow. And I'm going to incorporate this into our meetings and into you know, just how I talk to my kids and help them, you know, carve a future for themselves.
Beautiful, beautiful. Excellent, Dave. Awesome. Okay. Who's next?
I'm going to share what I've shared with. Go ahead,
Susan.
I'll pull out my planner and continue on to implement and use my planner to continue on to dream and to reach my dream and to grow my staff.
Awesome, Michael. Okay, perfect. Okay, Susan, go ahead.
I'm going to share what I shared with y'all with my children who are already adults and ask for their help.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Who's next?
I'm going to keep on
start implementing different things that I haven't done in the past, and just really, like Marla says, take that time to dream.
Excellent. Okay, Doug. Fantastic. Jeremy?
And I'm going to keep dreaming big, but also think about being grateful for all the things I have.
Beautiful. 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 Excellent, Jeremy. Okay, who's next?
Okay, this is Dimitri Howard.
Yes.
I'm actually not going to do anything differently because everything's been going so well so far, so I'm going to kind of just stick to this, and that's about it until I need to change something, I guess. I don't know.
I love it. I love it. That's good. Okay. All right. Who did we not hear from yet? Azure? I don't know if we have Azure or not. Perry typed in that he's going to finish his dreaming book and show up for his pod. There you go. That's good. Okay. Azure, let's see, we got, and Sherry, I had to leave the call. I think everybody shared. So let me finish up with just a word of inspiration, and that is, in fact, why don't we all say this together? Can everybody see the screen? Let's say this together. You ready? One, two, three. I am born to win.
I'm prepared to win before I can expect to win.
But when I plan to win and prepare to win,
I can expect to win.
I'm designed for
accomplishment.
For
success,
and endowed
with greatness. I am a phenomenal chronic.
Created to be phenomenal. To do phenomenal things. And to have a phenomenal life. After all,
I don't make no junk.
All right. Okay, guys, this is the most fun I've had all week. Thank y'all so much for blessing me and being such a blessing to me and helping me to reach my dream. And it just, you guys make me just want to go help more and more people and just do more and more. This is why I get out of bed every day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you.
Well, thank you. I can't thank you.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you guys so much. And can't wait to see you guys next week, okay? Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.
All right, y'all too. Bye-bye.